There. I'm done, Dad.
Wow, Tyler, you sure got those problems done fast.
Yeah, I'm really good at math. Better than Matt.
Hey there, Tyler, that's not nice.
Yeah, I did the best I could on them.
Maybe, but I'm the math champ. Math champ, math champ.
Hey now, Tyler, that'll be enough of that. Stop teasing your brother. Why don't you go off and play outside?
Okay, Dad.
You doing okay, Matt?
Yeah, I just wish I could do math as fast as Tyler does.
Well, Matt, you're doing your best, right?
He's just a lot faster than I am.
Well, sometimes slow and steady wins the race.
What does that mean, Dad?
Have I ever told you the story about the tortoise and the hare?
A tortoise is like a dry turtle, right?
That's right, champ.
But turtles don't have hair.
That's right, Matt. But hare is another name for a rabbit.
Oh.
Now, one day, the rabbit challenged the turtle to a race.
But rabbits are a lot faster than turtles.
Yes, they are. However, the turtle decided to do his best. And on the day of the race...
On your mark. Get set.
The rabbit ran so fast that he ran right out of sight of the turtle. The turtle didn't let that bother him. He just kept going as fast as he could.
Go, turtle, go!
That's right, Matt. Meanwhile, the rabbit got almost all the way to the finish line. He thought he was so far in the lead that he could take a break. So he stopped to get something to eat.
I bet he wanted carrots. Rabbits love carrots.
You know, I think you're right, Matt. So the rabbit waited for his carrots. But it took so long, he didn't even notice that the turtle was coming over the hill and going to the finish line.
Oh boy, go, turtle, go!
That's right, Matt. All the people started cheering for him. The rabbit heard all the people cheering and thought that they were cheering for him. But then he saw the turtle was just steps away from the finish line. He dropped his carrots and ran as fast as he could to catch up to the turtle. But it was too late. The turtle won.
Yay, turtle!
Yeah, the crowd went wild. They'd never seen a better race. And do you know why the turtle won?
Because he kept going all the time. And he did his best.
That's right, Matt. Slow and steady wins the race. Can you remember that, Matt?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Good job, champ.
Hey, Matt, you want to try to race again?
Okay. Can you get us another sheet of math problems, Dad?
All right, if you're sure. Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
4 times 4 is...
Keep working, Matt. I'll get it.
5 times 6 is...
Hello? Oh, hello there, Jimmy.
Is that for me, Dad?
Yeah, it's Jimmy. Should I tell him you'll call him back?
No, I'm just about done here. I can talk to him real quick.
You sure, Tyler?
Yeah. Hiya, Jimmy. What are you doing?
6 times 4 is... And 5 times 6 is... 24. I'm done.
No way.
Let me check your answers, Matt. All right. Okay. Okay. And okay. Great work, Matt. Looks like we have a new math problem champion in the house.
Wow. You're getting really fast, Matt. If I would have known that you were that close, I wouldn't have stopped to talk to Jimmy.
Well, slow and steady wins the race.
Huh? Where'd you learn that?
Haven't you ever heard the story about the tortoise and the hare?
Huh?
It's a story about a turtle, silly. One day, a rabbit challenged a turtle to a race.
But rabbits are a lot faster than turtles.
Yes, they are. But the turtle decided he could do it the best he could. So they get to the starting line, and the hare takes off.